From Los Angeles on Wednesday, Mike Trout and the Angels trying to stop the Nationals' six-game winning streak. In the first inning, as Alex Myers on the hill, Daniel Murphy bids for the game's first hit.
And Paul Goldschmidt at 72. Breaking ball, line to right, toward the corner. Robinson chasing, dives, makes a spectacular catch toward the right field line and ends the inning. Great break for Shane Robinson, who came up as a center fielder. And full speed to his right, left his feet with a headlong dive, made the catch, and then skidded to a stop.
Meyer winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a curveball. Strikeout number six for Alex Meyer. Two times through the batting order, no hits for the Nationals. It's the 2-0. Swinging a ground ball, fair inside the first base bag. The Nationals have their first hit. Goodwin's going to try for two. Robinson's throw to second. Goodwin slides, and he's in there. So Brian Goodwin, who shared the first-round draft designation with Alex Meyer 6 years ago, breaks up Meyer's no-hit bid. He fires. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a fastball. So the Nationals get their first hit. They leave Goodwin at second. We go to the bottom of the sixth. He is a big guy, 6'4", 235, right-handed hitter. The 1-2. Swinging a long drive, left center. He's got himself a long home run. That one is way out of here to left center. Fourth of the year. And he doubles the Angels' lead with one swing. Here comes the 2-2. Swinging a high, high drive, deep left center. Back goes Rayburn to the warning track, to the wall, and there it goes. A long, soaring two-run homer for Mike Trout. Home run number 18 on the season, his second in this series. And the Angels now lead it 7-0.
The Angels combined for a one-hitter for the first time in two seasons as they shut out a potent Nationals lineup 7-0 on Wednesday. Yunel Escobar goes 2-for-5 with a couple of runs scored and one driven in. C.J. Cron, a two-run homer. Mike Trout, a two-run shot. The Nationals are shut out for only the second time this season, 7-0 at the Angels Wednesday. Here's the reaction from manager Dusty Baker.
You know, a guy you've never faced before, actually, and he threw the ball well. You can't take anything away from him. You know, he had a good fastball in 96, 97, and then he had us kind of fishing for his breaking ball. And, you know, he was effectively wild tonight where, you know, you really, you're looking for one thing and he throw you something else, and you got to give catcher Maldonado a lot of credit for, you know, directing to the game because he knows us. And, you know, he was tough tonight.
Gio seemed to kind of really struggle with command from the start. Yeah. What did you see as a reason for that, if anything?
Well, just he was a little bit, he was wild, high, and just barely outside the zone. And, when you get shut out, you don't really have a chance. And so I think that's our second shutout this year. And, really didn't have much of a shot tonight. We didn't have many base runners. He didn't walk. First walk came in the sixth inning because our report said that he didn't have very good command, but he had it tonight. And you can see why I heard he was our number one draft choice. You can see why. And, he's throwing downhill. He's so tall. And, he just threw a good game tonight.
As good and potent as your lineup is, I mean, that must be saying a lot for a pitcher to be able to do that against
team. I mean, we don't get shut out much and, one hit ever. And so, you got to give him the credit tonight. He was doing great.
Up next, the Nationals visit the Diamondbacks on Friday.